this is Dream Machine.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. I'm looking for Gary.
You're with what? I'm sorry?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. What are we doing?
Is this Gary?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How you been?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you recall, actually. I was in contact with you guys back in August. We do equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to circle back before year's end.
Okay.
See if you had anything coming up in the pipeline, maybe.
No, not for this year.
Got it. Did you make a large purchase earlier this year? That's why you're not in the market currently, or you're kind of just holding back?
We're just holding. You know, we had bought some new stuff towards the end of last year.
Uh-huh.
And we're in pretty good shape for this year, so we're going to wait till after the first and see how the first half of next year goes.
Right, yeah, I know, you know, play it by ear, kind of see what where that takes you. Because I know, these what did you bring on, some new CNC machines, I would imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those machines usually last a while, too. It's not like you're going to need to bring one on every year or so, every quarter. You know, they last a while. They kind of serve all as the same, I guess, function, too. Is it typical for you to bring on equipment every now and then, not like every other year, or is it more along?
Yeah, just about every, because I replace the machines that were 6 or 7 years old, and I like to keep newer equipment on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Efficiency is key, right?
Yes. And I may have some. I've got one or two in mind to replace for next year, but I'm just not going to do it this year.
Yeah, I know. One of the reasons why some of my clients are in the machine shop and manufacturing industry, a lot of them like taking advantage of Section 179 each year. So they can get the tax write-offs by bringing on equipment for their fiscal year, which is definitely beneficial to the business. Is that typically what you use, you know, the purchases of the equipment for as well?
No. I mean, you know, of course, my accountant expenses everything we can, but then if you use it all up, you have nothing for the subsequent years either. So.
True, yeah, it depreciates over a certain time. It's a very weird.
Try to break it up a little bit.
True. Gary, out of curiosity, too, I know, you know, equipment might not be on the top of the priority list, but we had you pre-approved, too, for our capital program as well, like cash loans. Would you have any use for additional funds right now for anything?
No, not really.
Okay.
Sure don't.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll do, Gary. Do you happen to have an email address? I can shoot you my contact information. That way we can keep in contact, and if anything comes up, we can at least be a resource to you.
Well, we're switching some stuff around, so we had a GoDaddy account and everything. We may be going back to Cable One and everything, so...
What if I do that?
Just to holler back at me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll probably give you a call maybe the first of the year, just touch base with you. And then, you know, we can keep in contact and see what we can do for you when the time comes.
All right, that'll work.
All right, Gary, you take care. Have a good weekend and a good holiday.
Uh-huh, thank you. You too.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.